Goodbye to the Office ID Badge by Catherine Stupp in the Wall Street Journal. For many employees, the workday starts by swiping a plastic ID card to enter the office. But employers can't always be sure who's holding the card. That humble ID badge is starting to be replaced by biometric identification systems, microchip implants, and tools that monitor workers' gaits or typing habits. Technologies that might not only make workplaces more secure and easier to navigate, but also generate personalized health and productivity data. Some employers are already using technologies like face and iris scans, which are more difficult to spoof than standard plastic ID cards. Companies can easily reconfigure existing office cameras with facial recognition technology. When a person leaves a job, the employer can tag the person's face so that cameras block re-entrance. The technology is catching on at companies with large workforces, such as construction firms, which regularly send new workers to building sites. However, research shows facial recognition isn't always accurate, particularly when identifying people of color. Governments are starting to draft legislation to restrict how it can be used. Smartphones could be an easy replacement for traditional IDs because most workers already have them, says Lars Eriksson of the Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Activity, a U.S. government research arm. Workers could download apps that signal to office sensors when they arrive at work. Researchers are also developing a technology called gait recognition, which uses cameras to identify people based on their body shape and how they move. Some early adopters offer employees the option of using microchips in their hands to open doors and even pay for vending machine snacks. Roughly the size of a grain of rice, the microchips are implanted under the skin, usually between the thumb and forefinger, and can then be scanned over chip readers. The microchips can't be lost or stolen or copied, says Johan Oosterlin, chief executive of Biohacks International, a Swedish maker of implantable ID chips. Workers may bristle at implanting hardware under their skin, says Edgar Whitley, an associate professor of information systems at the London School of Economics. There is little research on health and safety concerns. Scientists have not found significant evidence that microchips cause cancer or interfere with MRI scans or pharmaceutical drugs, according to a 2017 report from the European Parliament. Within the next 3 years, Mr. Oosterlund says he wants to develop microchips that can track wearers' health data, such as stress levels and pulse rate. Nokia Corporation's Bell Labs is building a pocket-sized device that takes 3D images of users' thumbprints using a laser to scan deep below a person's skin. The device could send workers results about their blood chemistry and eventually record glucose and cortisol levels, says Chris White, a lab leader at Bell Labs. As cameras and sensors and software programmed to recognize workers proliferate, companies will have more detailed records of their workers' habits and behavioral quirks. Employers will be able to more easily identify people who aren't performing well, especially if they're doing physical tasks on camera, says Eric Brjolfsson, director of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Initiative on Digital Economy. Whether the ID card will go extinct is unclear. Many workers may continue to wear badges because they help them recognize coworkers, says Mr. Eriksson. There's a certain psychological benefit, kind of like donning a uniform, he says.